Have you ever met someone whose life's credo is my way or the highway? Of course you have. It's not a lot of fun, is it? But seriously, how do you get on when you don't get your own way? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take a look at winning and losing from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Love Is, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you experience God's love and share God's love. I remember a soccer game when I was in the fifth grade. Mr. Moore was my favourite teacher. He took the whole class down to the local park at the end of the street where I lived. He broke the class into two teams and we had a game of soccer. All good, until he made a call that the ball had gone out and I absolutely knew he was wrong. Never mind that there were no lines marked on the field. He called it out and I called him out. Hey, sir, that wasn't out. He just blew the whistle and called it out. So I carried on and he called me over and he said, look, Bernie, if you don't like it, you can go and sit under that tree. Well, even at a young age, I was a man of principle and I did just that. I, in my immaturity, thought I was doing the right thing. Of course, it was stupid. I was living out the credo, it's my way or the highway. And sadly, my life headed in that direction until well into my 30s. Now, you don't have to be Einstein to figure out that if each of the several billion people on planet Earth live their lives that way, there's going to be an awful lot of chaos. Well, actually, there is an awful lot of chaos. Have you noticed? At any one time, there are around 45 to 50 wars being fought. Yeah, that many. There's conflict on the road. There's conflict in the workplace. There's conflict in the home. All because everyone wants to have their own way. We're in the middle of a series of messages at the moment that I've called simply Love Is. It's all about rediscovering exactly what love is in this busy, chaotic world in which we live by going back to the source of love, God Himself. So we've been poking around a bit in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, a familiar passage to many because it's almost always used in wedding ceremonies. So let's have a bit of a listen to where we are so far. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but I do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but I do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. So the upshot of all that is that without love, all the gifts and abilities and sacrifices and successes in the world are completely meaningless. We all know good-looking, successful, intelligent people who are an absolute pain in the neck for that very reason, right? Now, instead, love is patient. Love is kind. Love isn't envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. And the thing that we're going to unpack a bit more today is that love does not insist on its own way. Now, the truth is that in this world, we don't get to have our own way all the time. When we're children, we're subject to our parents and our teachers. Their job in great part is to teach us to be submissive to authority. Now, you see, that's not a particularly fashionable notion these days anymore, is it? And you speak to a lot of teachers these days, and they'll tell you that their hands are bound, by and large, in disciplining children at school. Many parents have abdicated their role of teaching submission to authority, and so we're turning out young adults, not all of them, but a lot of them, who think they can all have their own way. They get into the workplace and they have a rude shock. God talks a lot about submission and obedience, not because he wants to put us under his thumb, no. Actually, he lets us choose, which is a pretty amazing thing, isn't it? But he knows that submitting to authority is an important part of growing up and being mature. Have a listen to this little one, for instance, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21. Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ. That's talking about mutual submission between husband and wife. And again, it's pretty obvious that for a marriage to work, there needs to be mutual submission. So what exactly is this submission thing? Well, to put it plainly, it's giving up what you want and letting the other person have their way. We do it out of respect for authority every day. It may well take my fancy to drive down the wrong side of the road, but I don't because it's against the law, and because if I did, it would cause absolute chaos. I don't steal from the local supermarket for similar reasons. You see, we do it every day, even without thinking. But then all of a sudden, we run into a situation like my childhood soccer match. We run into a situation where we just want to dig our heels in. I've seen it at church council meetings where people have torn into each other like you wouldn't believe. I've seen it in marriages and families. I've seen it in the workplace. Hey, I've seen it in the car park at my local supermarket. It's my way or the highway. Now, let's just stop and think about that for a minute. What exactly is going on here? At first, we might imagine that we have a right to stand on principle. And to be sure, there are times when that's necessary. I answer to a board here at Christianity Works. There are a great bunch of godly leaders with great wisdom. But every now and then, someone will come up with an idea that just isn't workable. So I have to push back and explain why that is. That's part of submission, but in wisdom. And to their credit, when that happens 99 times out of 100, they will yield. They'll submit to my experience and my knowledge, just as I have to yield to their godly wisdom. See, that's what mutual submission looks like. And we do that out of love. We do that out of reverence for Christ. Mutual submission preserves and indeed strengthens and deepens relationships. Remember, this comes in a passage which sets out to define what love is. That's why this series is called Love Is. And love does not insist on its own way. If we're operating out of love, then we don't approach the day, a situation, a relationship with a my way or the highway attitude. Now, here at Christianity Works, I'm the overall leader, and whilst I involve the team in decision-making, at the end of the day, I have the final call on things. Sometimes, many times in fact, other people have better ideas than me, or they have a different approach, a better approach to the one that I had. Under those circumstances, I'd be an idiot to insist on my own way. Other times, I can see the bigger picture, and I make the call to go in this direction rather than in that direction. Love operates out of wisdom. Love looks for mutual submission. And when you have two people who work that way, say, in a marriage, it's going to be a fantastic marriage. If you have a team of people working that way in a ministry or at work, hey, it's such an exciting place to work because you get to tap in on all the gifts and abilities and insight and experience of all the people on the team to get the best result. Now, just a quick footnote to letting the other person have their way. The key to submission is to do it gladly, willingly, joyfully. All right then, have your way. That's not what we're talking about here. Passive-aggressive behavior, undermining a decision, resisting it at every turn is not what we're talking about here. If we're operating out of love, we won't insist on our own way. We'll persuade, we'll guide, we'll yield, and we'll submit out of a good heart. And when that's the way you live, man, people really respect that. People delight in that because what they see there is love at work. Because that is what love is. Love, they say, is what makes the world go round. Fair enough. But sometimes we don't feel loved. And sometimes we struggle to share love with those around us. Not easy. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Love Is. Because God's Word, man, it is alive and active. Amen? So I'm praying that through this simple booklet, He'll help you experience His love and share His love. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.